you realize that you're the first Super Bowl champ who's got, doesn't quite know who your quarterback
is
this late into the offseason?
Well, I mean, we know who they are. I mean, we got right now we got Mark and Trevor, so we know that. I mean, so we know, you know, obviously we got work to do, and we're going to create competition, you know, and John and I will continue to work on that and do it at our pace, you know, so to speak, until we feel like we got the right guy. You know, one of the things we feel good about getting Mark. I mean, Mark's got 60 starts in this league. You know, he started 2 AFC championship games, if I'm right. And so we feel really good about him, about how he fits and what we do. He's got some background in our offense and our terminology. So, and then we, you know, Trevor, a young player you guys well know. You know, we felt like we were lucky to get him late in the draft last year. He made a lot of progress. And some guys make big jumps from year 1 to 2. So, obviously, he's going to get a lot of repetitions. And we'll see how far he goes. But, hey, another challenge, and look forward to getting started in April.
And John has said multiple times that this is just part of a process, and acquiring Mark is part of the process. So what's next in that?
Well,
what are you guys doing to?
You know, it's a fluid situation. I mean, John and I, we talk about it every day. I mean, I think obviously we know who the guys are out there that are still free, as far as free agents go. I mean, there's no secret there. There's not many of those. The draft this year has got some good quarterbacks in it. So, you know, it's a day-to-day process, something that we continue to work through. I can't speak for John, but I know through our conversations we try to have patience here and make sure we do this the right way and make sure we feel good about who we bring in from a competitive standpoint. So we'll continue to do that and keep our patience there and get the right guy.
Would the preference be to bring in someone to compete with Mark, to kind of push him?
Oh, absolutely. Whoever we bring in, it's about competition. I mean, we're not going to give anybody a job. They're going to have to, you know, do a job in front of our football team. We got a good football team. And so whoever comes in and plays that position for us is going to have to earn it. And we feel like that's across the board for our team. But obviously it's going to be a new face for us. And I think our players will be excited. Whoever we got in there, and they're busting their tail and proving every day they can be the guy for our football team, I think our players will rally around it, just like they did around Brock last year when Brock played, you know, the 7 games he played in. So, you know, we'll, like I said, another challenge to work through.
A lot has been made about that benching and how it may or may not have impacted Brock's decision. I know you do decisions that are best for the team.
Absolutely.
But did you, when you look back at it, was there any sign then that was going to lead to perhaps him leaving?
You know, only Brock can answer that question. You know, I've been asked that a couple times this week. Only he can answer that question. But I've also said, you know, I'm the guy that put him in there. I believed in him. And he did a great job for us. I think the world of Brock. A great conversation with him. Probably about a week and a half ago after everything went down. And, you know, I wish him all the best. He did a great job for us. You know, I think he's a fine young player, and we wish him the best. But now it's time for us to find the next Brock Osweiler, the next young player for our football team to come in and, you know, compete with Mark and whoever we bring in, and that's what we plan on doing.
Gary, what's the learning curve for Mark Sanchez in this offense in terms of the nomenclature and getting to know
him? I think it'll be quick, Sal, because he has a background. At SC, his verbiage and stuff was our verbiage, the guys he came up under. So he's been in the West Coast system or the West Coast verbiage at periods of his career, even in New York. When he was there with Rex, you know, they had some of our verbiage, the way we talked. So I think we're going to make up ground really, really quick. And the fact that he's so eager, he can get a good head start on his own before we can get our hands on him in April. So I think the ground will be made up pretty quick.
Because of that, knowing that background, was he always on your radar?
I think he just got on the radar because we, you know, obviously we start looking at options out there and things that we might pursue and look at. And, you know, John and I start talking about him and, you know, we watch him play and did a lot of good things. And like I said, he's got some experience in this league. He moves around good, throws the ball on the move really well. And so we started talking about it, and John was able to make it happen. So it was really just a matter of studying him and knowing him through, you know, through the years.
Obviously hard to speculate, but knowing what you know about him, at his background, would you be comfortable with him as a starting quarterback?
Well, I think he's going to have to make us comfortable. He's going to have to come in and do his job. You know, Mark hasn't asked for anything. He just wants an opportunity to compete. That's what he said from day one, and we can give him a tremendous opportunity to do that right now. So I think he's just very excited at this stage in his career. You know, he's had some big opportunities. He's been on some big stages, and here he goes. He's getting an excellent chance to get back on one again. So I think that's what he's excited about, and that's also something that intrigues us about, you know, how willing he is to get going here and be a part of our football team.
What does he need to show you to be able to show you that he's a starting quarterback?
Well, I mean, he's got to come in and compete and do the things that he's capable of doing and do them consistently. You know, I think that's a big thing. And, you know, we wouldn't have went and got Mark if we didn't think he could run our offense and do those type of things. But I think it's going to be up to him to prove that he is the guy or can be the guy.
How are you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you? Waking up with you?
Yeah.
When you look at that line now, what are your impressions of Cone, Stevenson? I know you play the best five, but
yeah.
Does that mean Ty and Michael could get looks inside, or where are you at with your line right?
Well, I would say right now we have a lot of versatility. That's a good thing, you know, getting Stevenson, getting Okung. You know, Ryan's still ours. Ryan's on our football team. Nobody mentions that. That's still a possibility. You know, you got Ty. Ty has the ability to play inside, outside. Michael has a lot of experience now. He played a season for us. So the good news is, I mean, we went from being very thin to having some depth at that, you know, at that phase of our football team. It's going to be very competitive, and it probably wasn't that way last year just by nature of injury and some of the things that happened. So we felt like that was the number one area we needed to improve, and, you know, John's given us a chance to do that. Yeah. He should be all indications are through my conversations, he should be ready sometime in May, whether he's part of anything of a physical nature throughout the off season, I think that's the question. But he will be a part of the off season, you know, and the teaching and everything. So we'll wait and see how much OTA stuff he participates in. Yeah, well, I don't want to go there. I think he definitely will be able to. I think it's going to be on us to say, okay, do we want to get these 9 practices out of him, or we want to be smart and get ready for camp, you know? So I think it's what we'll do.
Gary, what did you think of Carson Wentz in the combine?
Oh, very impressed with him. He does everything you want a guy to do. He's under center. He's in the gun. He moves around, throws the ball on the move. You know, I like the way he went to the Senior Bowl and elevated his play. I just like watching him practice. So I'm probably just like a lot of guys. I think he's going to be a really good pro and got a bright future.
He's not going to be there at 31.
He's not going to be there?
I'm just letting you know.
Okay. Can I answer that question?
I can guarantee you somebody's going to take him.
Gary, will you look at Arian Foster maybe after May 12th if he's still there?
I think obviously Arian played really good for me. And I know how Arian works and takes care of himself. I know he's had some rough injuries here over the past few years. What has it been? Achilles. It's been a
just
couple of things.
One,
yeah. But the thing that I'm encouraged about through my relationship with Arian is I know how hard he'll work to get back. I know how driven he is to come back and play. So we're going to look at everybody who's out there. You know, there's no doubt about that. But it'll be interesting to see where he's at. It's my understanding that he's not quite ready yet. You know, he's still got some time left. So we'll see. I mean, but we'll look at everybody.
Does the draft look like it's pretty well stacked with running
backs? I know there's some real good ones at the top. You know, I know that, you know. So, I think just looking at the draft briefly, offensive line looks like a really strong year up front, you know. So I think it gives you a chance to continue to get better. But other than that, I think the draft, it looks like it's deep to me. Just dealing with John and Matt for the last month and a half, it looks like maybe a deeper draft than it is a up higher-ended draft as far. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think there will be a lot of good football players there and on day two and day three. You know, I think.
Defensive line, too, for maybe a Malik, the next Malik.
Well, we got to keep looking. You know, I don't know if Malik's out there, but I know there's some good players out there, you know, so. He'll come in and play as hard as Malik played for us and the job that Bill did with Malik and Derek this year. And I think, you know, remember we got Kilgo, who we felt, I think, a lot of, who did not suit up for us probably the last 10 weeks of the season. So I think Bill does a great job with young players, and I think whoever we give him, he'll do a good job with it.